Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Hope you ate turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time to feed you some more football. Total Request Thursday. Ravens back in practice coming up here within the half hour. Give you an attendance report as soon as we get it, which hopefully will be before 2 o'clock. Ravens 6.5-point favorites against the Chicago Bears. Coming up at M&T, first game after the bye for the Ravens. Bears coming off a 4-game winning streak, or in the midst of one, including last Sunday against New Orleans, and just 2 weeks ago, one down in Lando in the rain against the Commanders. That being said, Ravens met with the media yesterday. Certain members, including the head coach, and, you know, injuries have been a major problem for the Ravens. Here's John Harbaugh talking about, well, you know, I can only plan on what I got and opponent ahead.
I'm just excited, you know, for the opportunity for the game, really. I mean, all those things you guys are talking about are all part of it. You know, it's all who, what, you know, we'll just have to see how that plays out. You just don't know, but we're preparing with the guys who are practicing, and then we'll see how we get through the week, and we'll get to the game, and we'll play with the guys who can play, you know, just like we have been doing. But we're looking forward to it, and we just want to play our best football. You know, we want to execute. We want to be physical. We want to be sharp. We want to be good. We're playing a very good team, and we're looking forward to that. It's an important game for us.
Just need to be physical and sound, you know, and physicality is number one, and then just do your job, but do it correctly. Be where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be in the A gap, be in the A gap. Don't be in the B gap, because then you open up holes. Just play physical and do your job.
And make tackles.
Yeah, that's doing their job.
Limit turnovers against a team that leads the NFL in that turnover differential. And, you know, not asking you to go out there and split atoms, right? Just do what you're capable of doing, because the talent is certainly there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff that they're being asked to do takes no talent. You know, being physical and playing your fundamental takes no talent. Takes no talent.
Now, after a dreadful performance against the Houston Texans when they gave up 44, C.J. Stroud won Player of the Week after that performance. Played better against the Rams. Still lost. Mm-hmm. And the Rams left some plays on the field. Let's be honest here. But they didn't give up a bazillion points. Here's Kyle Hamilton talking about the improvements made by the D in that L.A. game.
You know, it's kind of a backs against the walls mindset. Never seen a boxer get out of the corner by not swinging or throwing any punches. So it's kind of that mindset that we should have brought into the season, which I feel like we kind of had in the Rams game and Browns game. I thought we played well, too. But like I said, forward thinking, not really too worried about those games. We got a lot to prove going forward, so you got to do it again and do it better.
Yeah, I think just being aggressive, just let it go. you know, be the aggressor. I don't think they've been the aggressor on defense much.
Well, it sounded, you know, unless I misheard, that what they did against the Rams is something they should have done earlier in the season.
Yeah.
So, well, why weren't you doing it earlier in the season when you were healthier than you've been the last couple of weeks?
That's a fact there, Bob. I don't quite know. I guess they were still that hangover from the Buffalo game.
Ugh, and that was a bad hangover. When they had a lot of shots.
Yeah, go get an IV or something, you know?
Now, we talked about Alohi Gilman and what he brings to the equation, and it allows Kyle Hamilton to play closer to the line of scrimmage. And he was asked, Kyle, if the team feels as though he's better, they're better when that's the case.
I don't necessarily feel that way. I think this team is better when we're playing physical and playing fast. And I mean, the personnel stuff is the personnel stuff. I think we could line up and base the whole game and get a shutout if we needed to. We just got to play the right way. Obviously, you need to throw different stuff in there to give the offense different looks, but I don't think it's an individuality thing as much as it's just a team defense and a team thing as a whole for us to go out there and get stops and get a win.
That's what we've been talking about since the Buffalo game, Bob, playing physical. You know, play physical, play fast. And by playing fast, what does that mean? You're not thinking. You're just playing. And playing physical, if you're playing physical, you're probably not missing 30 tackles, you know? So he made it very simple.
Yeah, that's, you're talking,
yeah.
Go out and do it. I'm not saying he's not doing it, but obviously others might not
be. There's a bunch.
Bringing that to the equation.
Oh, yeah, the physicality part? Absolutely.
Now, Roquan Smith was back at practice, has been back at practice, so the assumption is he's going to play, not on the injury report anymore. Kyle was asked about Roquan's return and what it means for the defense.
Anytime you get somebody like that, like Roquan, back on the field, I think it's kind of reminds me of the 2022 season when it was my rookie year and we traded for Ro and kind of provided a spark then. And, you know, hopefully we can get this thing turned around, and I think getting him back is a big first step to doing that.
Yeah, I think what's big about having him back, you know, I mean, when you have Buchanan and Simpson out there, they're not in command and they don't have the confidence. They're both just happy being there and hoping they're doing the job correctly, you know, whereas you got Roquan out there who's like busting ass and, you know, making sure guys are correct and everything. And I think with he and Buchanan out there, I think things are going to be a lot better because Buchanan's better now than when Roquan left and he was improving. I think the linebacker situation there, I think it'll be pretty good this week.
It's 58-81-057 the Fan, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, NFL lunch here on this Total Request Thursday. Caleb Williams, Vinny broke him down a few minutes ago as he comes in on a 4-game winning streak, but, you know, he hadn't exactly thrown for a ton of TDs, 9 on the season, 4 in one game, but he's rushed for a couple. So here's Kyle Hamilton talking about last year's number one pick.
Super talented. I mean, number one pick for a reason. Can make all the throws on the field. Probably one of the best outside of Lamar at keeping a play alive and creating stuff on the move and off-schedule plays.
And
I think their offense as a whole is very talented, top to bottom.
Yeah, you know, kill them with kindness. You know, I mean,
I can think of about 5 other guys.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean,
Mahomes says what?
The Ravens.
Josh Allen says what?
Yeah. The Ravens want him to have the ball and be running around. That's what they want. You know, don't let him get into a rhythm. Because then if he gets in a rhythm, you know, like he said, they do have talented receivers. O-line is average talent. So, yeah, I mean, Kyle Hamilton just killing with kindness. You know, I mean, doing what he's got to, doing the lip service he's got to lip serve to.
And not that this will matter to the outcome of the game, but Williams is from right down the road in the DMV, so I'm guessing we'll have a lot of friends and family in the stands.
Yeah, I would imagine, two out of the last 3 weeks, he's probably had a bunch of people there.
So we'll see. Hopefully he'll have like a bunch of Ravens all over him.
Let's hope.
Starting at 1 o'clock down at M&T Bank Stadium. Don't forget, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by Michael A. Friedman, the tailgate show. We start at 10 o'clock. Me, Ken Wan, and Joe LaCroix going to be down there this week. Horseshoe Casino. Hey, we need a win. Ravens are 1-3 at home. Got to get off the schneid here. Talk about that with Mike Harmon, bottom of the hour, Fox Sports Radio, and SwollenDome.com. Get real and fantasy talk from him. Game tonight, Minnesota and the Chargers, which we'll talk about next as we look at week 8 of this NFL season. That's right, week 8 of the NFL season starts tonight, and you can hear that game on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, that Damon Jones back in 23 texted someone within their gambling ring to bet heavy money on the Bucks because LeBron wasn't going to play that night. Long before the injury was announced, it basically bet heavy before the news gets out. So now the Lakers are kind of drug in. LeBron's drug in into this whole thing. If you've missed the news, and it's kind of been the big sports story of the day, Chauncey Billups, Portland Trailblazers head coach, and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have been arrested. And Damon Jones, wide-ranging investigation related to illegal sports betting with rigged poker games. This is where Billups is involved. Backed by the mafia. The five families. Where's Lucky Luciano and Meyer Lansky at?
Yeah.
In this whole thing.
John Gotti.
Oh, my God. But now LeBron... And there are a lot of people out there would love to crap on him just because he's LeBron, getting drug into this thing by no fault of his own because one of his buddies allegedly had sent a text giving him a tip, injury tip, in regards to his status for not that night's game against the Milwaukee Bucks. It's insane.
I think we're just scratching the surface.
Oh, no doubt about this. I'm wondering when Adam Silver is going to start running his yapper here.
What can he say?
Right now, he probably can't say much of anything.
Well, no. I mean, and then you start thinking, well, how much did he know? You know, because you're mentioning the dates of this stuff. This is going back to 2023. And in the case of Rozier, he did have a previous investigation around him that apparently the league did. And at the time, it was dismissed or they cleared him at the time. So we've seen that with other sports that... The league does their own internal investigation. They did so with Cleveland Guardians, their pitching staff, and waiting on a final word on that, but there was someone in the know that put it out there, said that, hey, Class A is never going to pitch again. Hasn't been confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that still has to be decided on. So, yeah, I'm with Vinny. I mean, this is only the tip of the iceberg.
And with Chauncey Billups here, he was one of the celebrities involved in these rigged poker games where they would get a sap to get into these games to play with celebrities where the games were rigged, where they called them fish. They had no chance to win. One fish lost $1.8 million.
Whoa!
That's no minnow.
Up to $7 million was lost by these unsuspecting victims who were getting involved just so they could play. And guys like Chauncey were called face cards. So, hey, you want to play poker with Chauncey Billups? Yeah, let's get in there. And you're probably drinking. Because if you're not drinking, why in the world would you play poker? You know what I mean? You don't want to be sober. You should lose all your money. You want to at least be half in a bag. And then you're sitting there thinking you're just having a good time fitting in with these jock sniffing and blowing all your money at the same time in a game that you can't win, literally, because the games are fixed.
Jesus.
I'm thinking about The Sopranos. Remember the games they'd run out of the hotel? They last all night.
Oh, and Richie Aprile came in because the guy that owned the
Davey
sporting goods store. Davey's
the
Catino.
Fish.
Yes. He was the fish. Oh, and then Richie went off and Tony. Oh, that was a whole. Boy, what a show.
You're doing a good job, Davey.
Yeah, David Lee Roth was actually in one of those card games in The Sopranos. And Frank Sinatra Jr.
He was a face card.
Yes, he was. He was a face. You know, because he goes, hey, we outsold Van Hagar. I got extra money. Let's make this happen here. But we digress, of course, which, by the way, they did. All right, let's get to week eight of the NFL season. You want to do the picks now? Might as well just do it, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Minnesota's at the Chargers. We said Aaron Jones could be back tonight. It is going to be Carson Wentz. L.A., they're 3.5-point favorites. Both teams scuffling right here. 3-3 for Minnesota, 4-3 for the Chargers. They're 2-2 at home. Minnesota's 2-1 on the road. Both coming off home losses last week.
I don't trust Wentz. That's my thing. You know, so I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Yeah, everything about this screams L.A. Home team on a short week, Vikings quarterback situation, like Vinny said. So maybe you line it up for a reverse lock, but I'm not going to get risky. I'll go Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to go Minnesota. What am I? I'm 17 games back already. Right?
Only 16.
Only 16. Might as well. But yeah, I don't trust Carson Wentz at all. And the Vikings secondary, very shaky last week.
Yes.
Against Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. And that Philadelphia passing attack. Other games. Ravens still 6.5-point favorites over the Bears. That's one. These are 1 o'clock games till I say otherwise here. Dolphins at Atlanta. We'll do our picks tomorrow for these. Atlanta 7.5. Jets at Cincy. Cincinnati 6.5. Fighting Flacco's, baby. Browns at Patriots. New England 6.5. First place in the East. Giants and Eagles. Rematch from a couple of weeks back. Won by New York. This one's in Philly. Eagles 7.5. Bills off a bye. At Carolina, undefeated at home, are the Panthers.
Yeah.
Buffalo, 7.5-point favorites. 49ers at Houston. Houston still favored by 1.5, even though they didn't look all that great in their last game.
No, not at all. You know, and Stroud really struggled big time.
He's looked good in one game.
And is Collins back, Bob, or is he still out?
He got his bell rung. They couldn't run the ball except for one game.
Yeah. Ravens.
Yeah. 4 o'clock and later, Tampa at New Orleans. Buccaneers coming off their second loss, 3.5-point favorites. No Mike Evans, no Godwin, no Bucky Irvin in this game either. So still limited, but, you know, it is New Orleans. Spirited team, just not good enough to win. Dallas at Denver, one of the more interesting games of the year. Dallas 1-3 on the road. Broncos undefeated at home. They're favored by 3.5 coming off that miraculous win against the Giants last week.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one because it's awesome offense against awesome defense.
Tennessee's at the Colts. Indy 14.5-point favorites there. Indy 4-0 at home Sunday night. Green Bay's at Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers said this game has no special significance to me at all. Packers 3.5-point favorites over the Steelers. And then Monday night, no Jaden Daniels. McLaurin, Debo to be determined. I mean, they're banged up. At Kansas City Chiefs, 12.5-point favorites in this one.
This one kind of reminds me, Bob, of Dodgers and Brewers.
Yeah, I think Brewers had a better chance.
Yeah.
They competed at least. I don't know. Washington, right now, Washington They don't have the worst record in the NFC East. They look like the worst team.
Well, they have no receivers, and they don't have a quarterback. You know, running game suspect. Yeah, they got some issues.
And Patrick Mahomes is playing like the Patrick Mahomes.
They're on a heater right now.
Yeah, 14 touchdowns, 2 picks. Those are your games. Buys this week. Lions, Raiders, Rams, Cards, Seahawks, and Jacksonville Jaguars. They have the buys this week. We'll come back, talk real and fantasy football and World Series with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. And then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2. And then it's Thursday Night Football, as we said, Minnesota and the Chargers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want your flex. He's going to be in Baltimore this weekend with his Bears. We're getting 6.5 against the Ravens Sunday afternoon, M&T Bank Stadium. He's our friend and yours. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, baby, what's cracking? How we doing?
We're doing all right, man. And before we get to the toy story, which is the games themselves, we get to the reality of things, and there's big news coming out of the NBA with scary Terry Rozier, you know, pulling out because he had the under on his prop bets, and then the Chauncey Billups allegations here where he was part of rigged card games where he was bringing in pigeons knowing that they had no chance to win and pocketing a ton of dough because of it. Damon Jones giving tips to bettors because LeBron allegedly wasn't going to play against the Bucks on a particular night, going back a couple years at least. And you're out there, the beautiful people in L.A., now that the Lakers have been drugged into it. But the Billups story, you know, this is a guy who's apparently he's been a great character for most of his career. I think he's had a controversy or two. But this one, I mean, this is about as cruddy as it gets to lure in some pigeons to take whatever money they have. One guy allegedly lost $1.8 million just to jock sniff with his favorite athletes.
Well, that's it. You start going into the stuff about the x-ray tables and specs and marking cards and the whole nine. I mean, it's every movie you've ever seen about gambling rolled into one. And it's funny because you traverse in the trading card world, as you know, there's been a lot of questions of people now using x-ray scanners to figure out where the big hits are. So there's lots of this going on. And so I hear this today and you start wringing your hands like suddenly the no-show job for Kawhi don't look so big, does it?
No. And that's been, yeah. What's this you're talking about with Kawhi Leonard? But how much bigger does this thing get? And even if Adam Silver speaks to the media, what the hell can he say right now as there's a insert gambling site logo behind his dome as he's doing it?
Well, that's the hard part, right? You know, that it's so pervasive across all our radio, TV, and league partners. I mean, LeBron does ads with Kevin Hart. I saw a big to-do about, you know, an ESPN clip as they were talking about it, that suddenly the ESPN Bet logo just disappeared, like it dissolved, like you were doing a lower third in your own YouTube video at home kind of thing. So, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, it's not one you can hide from, and certainly the more concerning thing is that, you know, allegedly the NBA had actually looked into some of this stuff. And again, I don't know what's real, what's imagined. It's kind of like, you know, what's going on with officiating in the NFL? Did they call the league office? Did they call down from your, I don't know, but same thing here. How big an investigation do they do? Would they do a cursory? You didn't really do that, did you? You know, kind of like you do with your kids, or a teacher would do while giving the rocks people's eyebrow, be like, you're not going to do that again, right? Is that the extent of what the NBA did here? Inquiring minds want to know, because certainly this has potential to be a massive disaster. It could be isolated here, and certainly we've seen the videos that you just chuckle. You know, it stinks when you see it. You're like, nobody's that bad. But, you know, it seems isolated, but perhaps it's more pervasive and we've got to do a wider reach. I'm sure the internet sleuths are after it.
All right, Mike, let's get to the games, and we'll start with World Series real quick. You're based again in L.A. Dodgers going to Toronto, taking on the Blue Jays. Dodgers looking to make it back-to-back first National League team, if they can do it, since the Big Red Machine going back to 50 years ago. Plus, Toronto looking for their first ring since 93. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, you know, 20 years ago since I got to celebrate at a ball game with Canerico's Grand Slam. So there we go. It's a great series matchup-wise. Curious to see if the left-handed bats of the Dodgers really start to wake up. Obviously, that Shohei Ohtani thing on Friday night was insane. We had that. We had Miami losing in college football going on at the same time. What a great night to be on the air. But I'll take the Dodgers in six. And I don't think it's going to be a clean sweep. I think this offense is too good. And I think it's great that we get the storyline of the Dodgers having to deal with George Springer again. A lot of angst out here, fellas, as you might imagine.
Trash cans, babe.
Now, Mike, now you got the Chargers in town, too, tonight with the Vikings. What do you think about that? And who are the plays tonight?
Well, I think as we look at it tonight, it's a difficult one, right? Trying to navigate Flores' defense for the Chargers. Joe Alt may be back, but is he fully back? Is he just coming back a week early, figuring longer layoff could be fine after this one? Because their offensive line's been awful going all the way down. Go back to when Slater went down, then Alt goes down. They've been rotating guys in and trying to find a fix, and they've been, you know, succeeded in spite of it at times, but overall it's been a kind of a messy product. Likewise, defensively, they've had some issues. So I'm looking at the plays. You know, Herbert's a back end one, high end two. Wentz a little further down the radar. You're always going to play Jefferson, no question about it. Everybody else starts to become all right, what do we got for a two? Keenan Allen's a two. McConkey's a two. Addison, probably a mid to back end two. Hockenson, he's pissed he didn't get his touchdown last week. So perhaps they utilize him a bit early in this one. But again, not a huge play. Probably more a back end one for him. Mason, Vidal, both RB2s. There's not a lot of starters running in this game. I think we take the kickers and we get a nice frosty beverage.
All right, Mike, you're coming out Sunday to watch your Bears. Who are the plays? Who are the plays for Sunday's game?
Well, in that particular game, I'm assuming Lamar is going to show up at this point. So let's do that. Let's just put him back in. Bears, look, little smoke and mirrors, right? It's shades of that Lovie Smith, Rex Grossman Super Bowl team without the Devin Hester added on as a special topping. A lot of turnovers to save some pretty poor defense in spots. The secondary has been solid, but still waiting for a more consistent pass rush. They should be able to make some hay. Look for Derrick Henry to have a solid day. So we get him back into the back end of the RB1. Swift, Monen guy, we'll flex him out, looking for 10 to 12 touches there. Caleb as a back end one at the QB position. And well, then we start to guess as to who his favorite target will be in this particular game. I think all of those guys are twos or beyond. So I'm not putting a lot of stock into any of them. Roma Dunze, probably your best bet, but even that has been inconsistent to date.
Just like the Ravens defense, Mike Carmen. By the way, Lamar Jackson is at practice again today. So, yeah, he's playing. He's Mike Carmen, Fox Sports Radio. Looking outside of M&T Bank Stadium. Give us the starts and the sits for week 8, believe it or not, of the NFL season.
Scary how fast it goes.
It's insane.
All the usual suspects are atop the board. And then we get more of, you know, Bo Nix against Dallas. As inconsistent as that offense has been. Great fourth quarter, but still some things that we need to see some more consistency there. But Dallas' defense stinks, so you got an opportunity there. Daniel Jones against Tennessee, we get him in. Jordan Love against Pittsburgh, that pass rush has been inconsistent. They took care of a couple of weak plays and then couldn't get past the Bengals, as we remember last Thursday night. What a craziness that was. And then we get Jackson Dart against Philly. Why? Because he's going to run for 50 yards before he goes into the blue medical tent. Rodgers against Green Bay, also a guy we've got to play just because even though he says it's not a revenge game, he has hate in his heart, no question about it. We look at it from the running back position, Bijan, Taylor, and McCaffrey up top. Quinshon Judkins going up against Dulia. Well, we've got opportunity. If you're getting 15 touches, you get into my lineups. Rashad White against New Orleans. I expect him to be more of a part of the passing game than he was this past week. Keep an eye on Baker Mayfield. He's been a little slow at the practice field, so a little bit of concern there. Chase Brown, he was resurrected in that game against Pittsburgh. So here's an opportunity against the Jets. All I had to say was, the Jets.
There you go.
In other words, play them all. Flacco, all your wide receivers. Yo Shabash is a deep wide receiver. Flex kind of play. Let's get him in. Both the Carolina running backs, Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle, will split that workload against the Buffalo defense. They didn't get right. It was just 1 week off. And then real quick for the wide receivers as we go through. You know, the usual suspects at the top. You know, it's a film that I'm now just leaking into your brain that you have to go back and watch again. DK going up against Green Bay. Devontae Smith going up against the Giants. He was the big leader. I don't know what's going on with A.J. Brown, but Smith's getting his targets, no question. Jalen Waddle, maybe two will be able to see him against the Atlanta defense, just short little routes. Maybe not. I don't know. And then as we go a little deeper down the road, Romeo Doubs, let's get him in against Pittsburgh, as well as a little Rashid Shaheed against Tampa Bay. Let's push in on Spencer Rattler throwing the deep ball.
He's Mike Carmen, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. Mike, appreciate the time as always. I'll see you on Sunday, hopefully downtown Baltimore, some way, somehow.
Oh, we're going to find a way. There will be a beverage. There will be chaos.
I'll be at the Horseshoe Casino from 10 to 11. Then I'm going to go tailgate because my wife's going to the game, and I'll tell you where to meet me, and I'll have my people get in touch with your people, and we'll figure it out.
My people, your people. My brothers really run my life when I show up to town like they're my handlers. It's kind of funny.
Well, you're like Ric Flair. Woo.
Woo!
Woo! Mike Carmen. See you this weekend. Thanks, Mike.
That's a bonus for everybody. Bye, guys.
There's Mike Harmon, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. We'll come back. Funhouse Trip. Nolan McGraw. Inside Access at 2. And then Thursday Night Football. Minnesota at the Chargers. Tavis Robinson was placed on the injured reserve, so don't expect to see him back anytime soon.
That was to bring up Emory Jones.
And Emory Jones added to the 53, but not going to play. But the fact that he's now on the roster means he'll play eventually.
Right, it means he'll be inactive Sunday. Him and Vincent will be two of the guys that'll be inactive.
So good news there for Lamar. Bad news for the Bears. We think they still have to go against the Ravens defense, and we'll see how Zach Orr and Chuck Pagano and the rest can scheme them up.
Let's come on. Let's see what you got, man.
Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. And then we got Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Vikings at Chargers. All right, we've been asking Nola since 1 o'clock. Get your votes in. Featured on Friday. Who would jam it to?
Well, it's the obvious choice. Tomorrow Kiss. Is Kiss.
That's right. I voted once.
Right.
That was last week. And I keep forgetting it. Yeah, it's
Kiss. Ballot manipulation.
Yes.
We said that earlier.
And nothing, and it's the Ace Frehley era Kiss. No Vinnie Vincent or anything like that.
You're going to have to give me the years
Bruce
on that.
Bruce Kulick, everything pre-1980, basically. Okay. You know, the hits. That era of Kiss where everyone was all digging them and dressed up like them for Halloween. If you're of a certain age, if you remember that sort of thing. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before we hit the old funhouse?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All Ravens-related texts here today. This one says, as bad as the Ravens have been this year, I don't feel like they've lost to an inferior team outside of the Texans game. And of course, Lamar wasn't there for that one. The Bears line being set at 6.5 even before Lamar was back says to me that Chicago isn't as good as their record says they are right now.
Oh, I would definitely agree with that. I don't think they are. And if Lamar's practicing full, you guys probably won't agree with my score pick tomorrow.
Puffy pants?
We'll find out tomorrow, Nolan.
Tease. That's a tease.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
A tease.
I want to step on it. This one here says, not sure how much DaCosta has been pushing for a trade these past few weeks, but it wouldn't surprise me if he just lets the team ride as is. I mean, we could consider the Gilman addition a notable trade, especially if Hamilton, if it frees Hamilton up to be closer to his peak.
The only way that maybe they let it ride, let's say they go out and get 4 sacks Sunday, you know, with safeties and doing a lot of different things. Maybe then they let it ride. But, I mean, I think they need another injection of some juice. Like Kyle Hamilton was talking about, you know, when they got Roquan in that trade, it gave him a spark. Get him a spark.
Right, right. Well, where's the spark going to come from? Dan in Carroll County here wants to know what's up with Mike Green. Says, were his college numbers inflated because he played at a smaller school against weaker competition? Is that the only reason he was able to break the record he did?
No, because he went to the Senior Bowl and dominated, too, against good people there. And then the way he looked preseason games, you know, he was dominating in preseason games and stuff. So I think with him probably coming from a smaller school, it's about getting comfortable to the speed and stuff. And it when it comes, it'll come, but it hadn't come yet.
He sounded like he's feeling as though he's getting close.
Yeah, let's hope, because he plays a lot.
The starter.
Yeah.
There's literally no one else that's going to do it.
No.
I mean, if we have to tap into the practice squad, I mean.
Or Ajabo.
Like I said, we have to tap into the practice squad.
That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next. Then you got Thursday Night Football, Minnesota at the Chargers. Stay tuned for that. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Featured Artist Friday, it's Kiss. We're going to preview the World Series. We got Keith Kavanaugh talking Terps. We'll do our picks for Sunday and Saturday's college games and Vinny's keys and all the fun stuff that goes along with it. So stick around. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.